Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the June 30th meeting of the Oregon Board of Education. We will have the call to order with the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the
Republic for which it stands,
one nation.
Under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mrs. Fruth, could we have the roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Kennedy.
Here.
Mrs. Miller. Okay, Mrs. Molnar.
Yes.
And Mr. Zavisky.
Here.
Okay, I need a motion to adopt the agenda as written, please.
So moved.
A second, Heather. Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller? Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Okay, Mrs. Fruth, are you ready for the Treasurer's report, please?
Yes, thank you so much, Mrs. Molnar. These are simply the housekeeping items to properly close the end of the year. I have the final, I believe everything was sent ahead to you guys. I have the final appropriation measure, the temporary appropriation measure so we can start the next school year, the year-end transfers and advances, and an updated five-year forecast that includes all of the items that we discussed. I just want to point out two items on the year-end advances and transfers. I want to point out we did receive the Medicaid monies. We just received them yesterday. So I went ahead and set it up as a transfer out of general fund into the permanent improvement fund. This is one-time money. We've tended to do that every year. If you don't want them, we can pull that, but that was in here. The other item is the only other transfer, everything else is in advance, is the $15,000 annual transfer to help fund the replacement for turf in the future whenever that happens. So everything else is the same as usual. I will point out last year we permanently transferred $190,000 to the athletic fund. This year I'm only advancing $60,000 and we're going to get that back. So I don't advocate for not having spring sports, but it did save a little money in the athletic fund. So we only had to advance $60,000 and they can certainly pay that back. So everything else is just to close out the year. So unless there are questions, truly this is housekeeping and we will go into a lot more detail in future meetings.
Okay, may I have a motion please to accept it?
So moved.
Second? Keith, second.
Oh, thank you, Keith. I'm sorry, I thought I saw a flash there.
Okay. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller? And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Okay, moving on to personnel. I need a motion to employ the following individuals for extracurricular assignments for the 2021 school year with a salary in accordance with the negotiated agreement. And there are about 3.5 pages of personnel. So may I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
All right, Mr. Kennedy.
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky.
Yes.
Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, that takes care of the first section of business. Moving to board discussion, I want to start by saying thank you to Terry Hook and Hal Gregory for coming together this afternoon for a very beneficial meeting of minds and being honest and open with each other to find a better resolution for the items related to the COVID situation. Secondly, I want to propose one all day or two evening board retreat sessions. The first one to review our strategic plan and do our annual board self-evaluation. The second one is to look at our internal communication and trust issues or anything else the board wishes to discuss. I've contacted OSBA. They would be happy to come in and help us with that and give us a presentation, give us some ideas on how to improve ourselves. So I'm open for discussion on a all day, one day on a Saturday and get it over with, or two evenings, which may be easier for people who work. And I'm open for discussion and any dates or whatever you wish.
I'm good with either.
I'm good with either.
Well, I'd say the evenings, because I'm not going to take away a Saturday. With all the working during the week.
That's kind of what I thought too. And anybody who has children or other things going on. So you think two evening sessions. Do we have dates in July that you want to do that?
The next, regularly scheduled board meeting is the 21st. I know, Carol, when you and I just kind of talked loosely, if we decided to do this, we were maybe looking at that last week in July or somewhere after the next board meeting is some time frame, maybe even an evening towards the end of that week and then the following week. I know once August 1st hits, there's quite a few things going on. So if we could maybe do it before then, but I'm open to any night. I mean, whatever works for the board, but that was just a thought, maybe even hitting two nights that last week of July, possibly.
The last week in July?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we certainly do it sooner. We could do, we could do one in the week of the 13th and one maybe in the last week, because we have a board meeting then in that third week. So just throwing an idea out there.
Mondays are better for me.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe we just check which days are not good and then we pick some. So not Mondays.
Easier to eliminate. You said yes Mondays, Keith?
I can do Mondays. We generally play our games for baseball, the team that I coach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So you're better Monday or Wednesday, correct?
Correct.
Mr. Savisky, how does it look for you?
It's just hit or miss. Right now, they're starting to open things up at the hospital. I'm able to go back into the office a couple days a week. So, and we're starting the budget season. So it's kind of hit or miss for me right now. Is to key on a date 2-3 weeks away is going to be tough for me to say yes definitively right now. But with that said, if you, at this point, I would think that any evening would work. And if we get close and something gets scheduled, I'd let you know as soon as possible.
Could everybody do Thursday the 16th and then maybe Monday the 27th?
Those days are okay for me, and I'll speak for Mr. Shea because he's down and out for 6 weeks and can't do anything, so I'm sure he can come and sit.
What time are you talking in these then?
Well, after work hours, give Jeff a chance to get off work.
Right.
Would 6 work for you, Jeff?
And Heather to get home because she's in Mommy.
Yeah. So 6.
Would 6 p.m. work for you too?
Like six. If we did a 6 to 8:30 or something like that, I mean, that's going to be a good amount of time. If we can get two of those sessions, that'll be wonderful.
Are we talking in person or remote?
I guess in my mind, I was thinking in person, distanced out somewhere. And we could go, we could see if the library is available like we have done in the past, or just simply use one of our rooms, whatever board wants.
Does the library cost money?
They haven't in the past. No, just okay. Scheduling it with them. They've been real supportive, but.
I don't know about this time of year with COVID.
Are they open? I don't know that.
In worst case, we could use one of those admin rooms, conference rooms, and the admin at the hospital, Hal.
Yeah, true.
We've met in before. I could probably get one of those for us if we needed someplace.
Why don't we just do that if maybe you check on those dates?
Okay, what are they again?
7/16 and 7/27 is what I got. Is that what you're all?
Yeah.
Okay.
And how many people are we talking? It'd be...
7, 8.
7, 8, maybe.
Okay. I'll check on that tonight or tomorrow morning and get back with you guys.
Okay, and then I will call OSBA and ask, is there anything that you want discussed better than maybe improving our communication with each other, or our communication with each other and Hal, or I don't know what you'd like to discuss, but.
You know, maybe I can work with the board and kind of get an agenda, Kara, with you, and we can kind of think about it and then kind of put an agenda together over the next week or so.
Sure. Let me know any ideas. You can text me, email me, whatever.
And are we talking one of the nights strategic and one night's kind of the board eval?
I think strategic and board eval together and OSBA the other.
Okay.
I would guess that would be the best. Hal, how long does a strategic plan take? It doesn't take more than an hour.
No, what I'd like to do is just review the core five goals and then adjust any of the strategic initiatives that we have moving forward. I mean, that's one of those discussions that could go on for 20 hours if you let it, but we can really try to synthesize it down. And then if we feel like we need another time down the road, we can certainly schedule that.
Well, and if you do 6 to 8:30, that's 2.5 hours. Cool. It certainly should.
Plenty of time.
I would think those two things together and then let OSBA do their thing and then we can
commiserate
together afterwards.
And then we're also going to need, if we put a ballot on, we're going to need something very early in August because August 5th is the deadline. So just keep that in your mind. I don't know what the outcome will be, but just.
Yep.
That's September.
Perfect. Good.
Okay, I'm good. Who else has any other board discussion this evening? Anything you want to bring up? Anything you've seen across the district? Okay, I have nothing else. Any need for an executive session?
No.
Okay, next board meeting is the 21st of July. And Mr. Zavisky, you'll check on these two dates. Let us know then, please.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much, everyone, and enjoy your evening. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Heather. Ms.
Miller, discussion.
Mr. Kennedy. Ms. Miller.
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky.
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar.
Yes.
Did I rush it? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.